Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, hold it. I'd like to tell you how to get $5,000 in free silver.
Right now we on the set of my new show Friday Night Vibe. Now some people might say that this is just a talk show, but it's not just a talk show. This is a show about movies. You get to hear new music. We talk about the culture, okay? And I'm all about the culture. Plus we have nothing but good times because it's Friday Night Vibe. You know, Friday night, that's where we getting in.
Friday Night Vibe premieres June 18th at 7:30 on CBS.
See y'all later.
DJ Nasty, we live right now. We live. I want to welcome everybody to Dade County. I want to welcome everybody to Miami. The real Miami.
Dance on this side, nigga.
DJ Nasty 305. Let's go. What?
I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover.
Here we go.
Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work.
I'm gonna get real serious tonight.
One Nation.
Real serious.
Under God.
Oh.
Real niggas getting money from the fucking stuff.
Oh.
My Rolls Royce, triple black.
What?
I'm Keisha Howden. Falling in the club, bottles like I'm Keisha Howden.
Shout my brother.
Rose.
What?
That's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big veins. Self-made. You just affiliated. I feel the ground up. You bought it rented.
Versus.
Talking plenty cake, but nothing's been authenticated.
We got Eve. But we got Trina.
The same bitch that
the Diamond Princess.
Hold the bottle.
History will be made tonight.
Man.
Believe that.
What a fucking feeling. What my God.
I got that Archie Bunker.
In the soul, I just might charge the double. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking stars. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money.
Welcome to the real Miami. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the real Miami. We're on the other side of the bridge with it right now, baby. Let's go.
I tried to let you pussy niggas drink.
Oh,
it's time to put your pussy boys to sleep. Pussy niggas always want to talk.
Uh-huh.
I'm busy getting pussy like a fucking boss.
Oh.
I smell a pussy from a block away.
What?
Let's shoot them pussies from a block away. They want to see a nigga in the cage. Baby mama gonna shoot a nigga.
Miami, we here tonight. Let's go, baby.
I done went and got the Chevy spray. Pussy nigga wanna scratch a nigga paint. Pussy nigga wanna see you fall.
Uh-huh.
You know to bring them troubles when you see the car.
Boom, 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 boom,
I
boom, boom,
to let them pussy boom, niggas see. It's time to make you pussy boy to see.
Whoa.
I took a quarter key to Polk County. All my dental Florida niggas straight body. Broke down and pick them back in bar, Joe. Bell, Glade, Box, Jack.
Oh, we got the Diamond Princess. We got the First Lady of the Rough Riders.
Come,
we got
go. Back to
tonight.
Where I get it by the car. I started with a box ship. Then I got the blue lick. My bitch stayed down with me. So now she got the new Lexus.
Uh-huh.
I went and got my bitch a very own salon.
Oh.
Yet I had to every day do what the fuck she want.
Oh.
I started in a box Chevy.
My family had 99 gyms in the building.
Hey.
Oh, oh, oh.
Same pussy niggas, hey. Them killers come and stay patient. I made a killing milk and Okeechobee. I'm talking millions with
Miami.
I'm the realest nigga in it. You already
already know. Got the rap of the year 4 times in a row.
What they give you?
A lifetime supply.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Armand.
All right, so who you got? Who you got tonight?
First and foremost, it's Callie in the building, and we got Eve tonight. I'm sorry, it's Philly tonight.
You going with Philly? You going with Eve tonight? Okay, so what songs are you? What songs you looking forward to hearing from Eve tonight?
We like Love Is Blind. We like, well, you know, the one with Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Okay. And then the one with Alicia Keys, Gangsta Lovin'.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Uh-huh, the Gangsta Lovin'. The one with Gwen Stefani, Blow Your Mind.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Dang, there's a bunch by her, but that's who we got tonight. She's just a little bit more real for me, so it's Eve.
Oh, it's E for you. I don't know. I think Trina might come with some bangers, though. You never know. Because, like, Trina's going to give us that ratchet that we looking for.
Yeah, she'll definitely bring the ratchet. I just don't feel like she has as many hits as Eve, but I could be wrong. She might show me wrong tonight. That's why I'm watching on live with the Armand Wiggins show.
Yes, and we're going to talk about it after, but I just wanted to come because this is history. Like, this is the first female rap versus, so it would only be right that we watch it here together.
Exactly, because we all know that Armand always covers female rap to the fullest, so why not?
Absolutely. All right, thanks, Boo.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, real quick, before we get started. Okay, 4696, who you got? Eve or Trina?
I have Eve.
What song you want to hear about from Eve?
She has Satisfaction. I can't think of all the names, but she had more, because, you know, she was hooked up with DMX and all of them.
So you're voting for Eve. Are you drinking tonight?
Yes. Huh?
Are you drinking tonight?
No, I'm not drinking.
Oh.
Come on.
Well, you need to have a shot, because I'm about to drink, too. I'm about to watch this Versus and drink.
No, you know I don't drink.
Oh, all right. Well, call back at the next intermission. You're being boring. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
London, England, so that means we partying with y'all
all around the world.
And wherever you at right now, wherever you watching, put your hands in the air.
One hand up right now. Put them up.
And we gonna do it like this.
You gotta shake that.
Chill.
Take a tambourine, go on, get yourself a
Shake, 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 shake
Yeah. Yeah. This is for all my bad chicks all around the world. EBE on the top stage, bad chick. Bad chicks that's watching, if you in the building, if you streaming, you know the vibe.
Come on. I need a bad bitch.
Put your hands up. And I'm a bad bitch. Put your hands up. You want a bad bitch? Treat the bad. And a 55 from the cornbread and a cab. It's a savage. Woo. I would give you my number so you can have it. But I don't need the fucking prank calls or the madness. Hey. My ass like, whoa, my goodies incredible. My mini tight, tight, tight. And he's leg flexible. You pushing and flipping and pushing and flipping. You can have an old lady if I want you. I ain't tripping. I got my own money, own cars, own house. I can cook a meal same time and turn the niggas out. I'm the example of what you want up on your feet. But these be your bags and my time gon' cost. Now I ain't gotta meet your mama. Give me dollars, say give me goose, say give me some yes, sir, say give me a hood bitch. I got your man and what a track. He give me his paper to his man. I'm so let's go, my bad, bad bitch. My bad, bad bitch. To all my bad, bad bitch. To my bad, bad bitch. Yes, I'm a bad bitch. To all my bad, bad bitch. If you a bad bitch, if you a bad bitch, if you a bad bitch, then let me see you put your hands up. Yes. Yes. Okay. Let's see, man. I think I'm going to go back.
Way
I'm
back? Take
way back. I'm going to go back to where it started a little bit. All let's right. go.
Hold up. What y'all niggas want, huh? Rubia, huh? Poppy screaming out of their mouth. Bombshell, just to suck your mommy, wanna speak out. What I need in my life, make your body freak out. Baby seem like the type, every nigga freak out. Like I'm ballin', y'all, cause I be appalling, y'all. Ball tight, hold it down, what in all is y'all? Calling y'all, never chasing me down. 3 weeks, heartbroken, guess you're hating me now. She speak, soft spoken, cause she dating the clown. I'm taking them down, drill them in and making them drown. But they, I said, give me bet, I'm taking it now. What I need from a nigga negative in the sound. Audacity, even asking me for ass. I laugh and bitches fast and free. Swatting them off when I see this nigga's asleep. Plotting the court for riches, millionaire wannabe. Come on.
How'd it go?
What y'all niggas want?
What we want, man.
Get away.
All y'all niggas need.
What we need in our life. Right here with me. Hey.
Sound y'all want to hear.
Who that? You know what's with
me. I'm the one that. It's my time to get love.
Yeah. Since EBE took y'all back, I'm about to take y'all back too. So if you rocking with us, we're going to take it back. We come back from the 90s, fresh early 2000s.
Yes.
So you know the vibe. And we're in the 305. This is my city. If you in the 305, anytime you come to the 305, this is how we get down.
Let's go. Way back.
We're going way back. Actually, I said we was back way at the beginning. But this is really, really, really how it all went down, how it all started. Let's go.
This thing right here is for my peoples in the streets with me.
Uh-huh.
And this thing right here,
what?
Get your ass off the street.
Come on. Let's go.
Let's go, Trina. Yes. I don't care what y'all say. Trina is winning this battle. Trina is winning this battle. We win back. No, Eve. Trina won. Eve is winning the hair battle, though. Every time Eve say, I'm going to take it back, take a shot. Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's just a friend. 3 o'clock in the morning. She is just a friend. 3 o'clock in the morning. Thank you. How to get me here, and I'm going to take my time. Don't want this good shit in your ear. Let me blow your mind. That's the only one I know. Hey! I just had an epiphany. I need to go to tip. I just had an epiphany. I need to go to Tiffany's. Oh, wait, we're not going to get that part? Take a shot. She going back. Take a shot. She done took it back again. Bitch, we've been back all night. Girl, every time we take a step forward, she take us one step back. What the fuck? Five, five, and brown eyes. Shout out to the 10,000 people in the chat. I know you rockin' lying. It's Trina for me. But I'm gonna love you. Let's get it. Oh, 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 oh. Let's go! Uh-huh. What? Oh. Stop with the excuses, Eve. Ah! Okay. Okay. Yes, let's go. Let's bring out the nasty. Let's go. Ah! Ah! Ah!
Nigga, get your ass. Licky for an hour.
Okay, period, pull. Period, pull. She is a snooze fest. Eve is losing this battle. Eve, we do not know this song. She's definitely losing this, guys. I don't give a fuck. We are taking calls at halftime, though. So make sure you guys call in 563-999-3658. She don't know the damn words. She don't know the goddamn words. Trina should have went up against Kaya, no shade. I remember this one. Okay. Okay. Stop motherfucking playing. Oh, hey. I was gonna rock like this. Hey, okay. That was killed. Okay. Okay, okay. Let's go. I like Trina. Stop playing with Trina, bitch. Stop playing with Trina, bitch. Okay. Okay. Y'all gonna stop motherfucking playing with Trina, bitch. She is eating this party up. Look, Eve knows she fucking losing. No, you not. Eve look pissed. Hey! Don't try to blame it on London, Eve. You just don't have the hit. Red bottom. Red bottom. Step, step. Red bottom. Red bottom. Red bottom. Red bottoms. Hey, 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 hey. Red bottoms. Red bottoms. I wanna rock you all night long. Okay. You know that, yeah. You know that. Oh, this is the one. They gonna play the Nicki verse? I just need to own it. That's the one. Okay, play Nicki now. It's over? The verses is over? Wait, so the verses is over this fast? All right, so right now we about to open, the line is open. If y'all want to call in and talk about who y'all think won the verses, we can do that right now. So call in right now, right now. I cannot believe the verses is over that fast. But listen, for the 22,000 people that is here, make sure you guys browse around my channel, get to know me a little bit. Subscribe, okay? We keep it lit over here in this motherfucker. I know a lot of y'all may not subscribe, and a lot of y'all been coming for the verses, but it's a vibe over here. So listen, we're going to take some calls real quick because I can't believe that this shit is over that quickly. All right, God damn it. Who we got on the line? All right, 7798, you're live on the air. Can you hear me? Oh, shit. Can you hear? Yeah, oh, not, it sound like you. In, yes, we got 20,000 people on here. You can't be sounding like you wiping your ass. Hello?
I had my phone on mute. I had it on mute, okay. And I was jamming.
Okay, I hear you now.
Yes, I wish Trina would have did it with Kaya. Because
yes.
Trina and style, it don't mesh well together, you know. But I enjoyed it. I was having fun. Of course, I'm listening to you on the phone. You know, you're doing you know, your whole thing, and I'm watching you on TV dancing, having fun and stuff like that. So I enjoyed it, but I just wish she would have did it with Kaya. That's it.
Or hell, at this point, I feel like Trini should have went up against Lil' Kim.
Really? I think Lil' Kim would probably still be better.
And I feel like Lil' Kim probably would have, but Trina had bangers tonight, though. Like, she had more than I actually thought.
Yes. I didn't realize she had so many hits, and I was just dancing all over the room, screaming, hollering. Yeah.
Thanks, boo. Thanks for watching. We're going to take a couple more calls before we end it. All right. Love you. All right. Let's take a couple more. 30 seconds to 1 minute. 9798, you're live on the air. Who you got tonight?
Like
it's a tie for you.
I think it's a preference. And I'm going to say this. You know, Eve is more rapidy rap. And, you know, she's more of a lyricist that you guys like out of Nicki. And Trina is more of the, you know, down south, you know, the booty bop, you know, all of that. That's Megan, if you guys want to get technical with that. So it's a preference. You know
I'm
what I
definitely
mean? So
not
like,
comparing. I'm definitely not comparing,
not comparing
Eve to Missy Elliott because
like
Eve is nowhere near Missy Elliott. Is definitely is more entertaining
Nicki.
Than Eve.
I didn't
oh,
say
what'd
Nicki.
You say?
I said you're not hearing me. I said Trina had more of the, you know, what Megan is doing, like the thought music. That's what you go for. Like those are club hits. So a versus
okay.
is just showing your catalog. And Eve and even Trina, they do got hits, but it's not going to be as long or as extensive as maybe a Kim or a Missy or, you know what I mean? Those are, I feel like Kim would have watched Trina. It's just too much of a long list of hits. And I feel like Trina was vibing really good. And I feel like Trina should have went against Kaya. I really do.
I really think she could have went against Kaya, too. And I don't think that she may have – Trina doesn't have the extensive hits because – or maybe it was Eve because the verses –
yeah.
it ended mm-hmm. it ended too quickly. I feel like verses don't end until, like,
enough.
8 o'clock.
They don't have enough to go so passing. Like, a lot of people won't know a lot of their songs. Like, a lot of people were saying, like, what song is this from Eve? But those aren't songs on Eve's album that weren't singles. You understand what I mean? So when you're doing a verses, you're doing an extensive – history of your catalog so people can go, oh, what song was that? So people was like, what's Eve doing? Eve is in London. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And she looked like she didn't want to do it because she was tired, but she did it because I felt like Swift and Timbaland was getting so much pressure on when are you going to do a female versus of hip-hop. You understand what I mean? And I felt like he was like, come on, Eve, go ahead and do it. And I felt like that. And I felt like, you know, Trina was in her element. She was in her hometown and things of that nature. I wish that they both could have been in the same place, in a neutral space. But I felt like Trina had a lot to prove, and you can tell that, because she was like to the naysayers, yeah, I don't think I don't have this. Yeah, I don't think I don't have that. But she has a lot of music that, you know, is fun in the club, and that's about it. It's your preference. You might not like Eve because Eve don't have that type of music in a club. She's more rappity rap. You know what I
Absolutely.
Mean?
Absolutely. Thank you, boo. So, love you for calling in. We got a lot of people. Thanks. Love you. Okay, boom. All right, let's take another call. 469. Oh, no, we already had you on here. 8768, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's good? My name is Kenzo.
Hey, shout out to you, Kenzo. Turn me down in the back. Shout out. You in Miami?
Yeah, no, I'm actually in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
All right, so who you got tonight?
To be honest with you, I gotta go with Trina, bro.
Trina ate the party. Yeah, she did. What was your favorite moment?
I gotta agree with you. Trina should have gone against Lil' Kim because they got the same type of music. The only difference is Kim is more of a lyricist. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So how you feel about it?
Well, here's what I think. I think that Trina does, now listening to her catalog, Trina definitely has the hits to stack up against Lil' Kim, but I don't think they will be respected against Lil' Kim. I think there will be an automatic bias.
So
her records wouldn't get a chance. Her records wouldn't get a chance. Okay, you echoing in the back. You're not turning me down in the back. You got to turn me down in the back. You're not. It's too much echo. All right, let's keep it moving. 1975. Turn me down in the back.
All right. Hey, Armand. So.
Hey, what's going on?
So I originally was going to go with Eve, and I still feel like she has more hits than Trina, but Trina had the energy. She was in her hometown, and Eve was looking like she was definitely over it. Her weed was sweating out. She was tired drinking water. And I don't care if it's the 1 a.m. in London. You can still be hyped for the show. They could have put some people in the audience for her. They could have got her some backup dancers too. I just feel like she kind of feels like she didn't have like the same vibe that Trina had. So she kind of just checked out a little bit early. But I feel like I missed a couple songs from Eve. I don't know if I missed the Gwen Stefani one. But I do think that a good matchup would be Missy Elliott and Little Kim. I wouldn't put her in there with no Nicki Minaj because it would just be too drama filled. But I think that they could definitely go up against each other because they would be both respected in the same element. So if they would ever bring them together, I think Little Kim would be open to that. And I think Missy would be too because they both respect one another. But I was hoping that Eve would bring a little more energy tonight, but she seemed like she was just kind of over it. And it made me kind of over it watching her like that.
Well, honestly, yeah, like I just don't think that they should have battled because they just don't. Eve kept going back. Trina is very much a girl
right.
that she can go back, she can go forward, she can go, you know what I mean? She's still keeping up. Like Eve didn't even have any music that she could drop now. At least Trina even dropped a new record. So I just kind of
right.
feel like honestly, if you want to ask me, I feel like, you know, a lot of people try to blame us, the media, the public, for female rappers not being, you know, being working together and, you know, coming together. But if you look at it, I feel like that this was a battle of female rappers getting together because no other female rappers would get together. That's not our fault.
Okay.
That's not the media's
right.
fault. That's not the internet's fault. This should not have been a battle. But it goes to show you that these are the only female rappers that were up for the battle. These other girls
right.
don't want
and
to come out and do nothing for the culture. So it just goes to show females in hip-hop don't really stick together.
Don't
this
you think
have
they
should have
flew her out? Don't you think they should have flew her out and had them together rather than them separated? Because that really did kill the vibe. The crowd was kind of dead in the beginning for Trina, but once she started coming with more of the, like you were saying, she could go back, she could go forth. When they were listening to the more modern hits and the ones that were a little bit bigger, they were really hyped. But I was kind of like worried, like, dang, are the people quiet? Is it the FUPA? Like, what's going on? What are they just?
There was nobody there for Eve at all, and she kept saying she wished she wasn't in London. But, yeah, I think that they should have flew her out. I mean, first of all, her quality was even blurry and stuff in the beginning. I don't know. I just don't think that this was Eve's matchup. Trina was way too hype. And then Trina was in Miami. She had all her people around her. Like, and Trina was locked, loaded, and ready. So,
right.
honestly, this wasn't Eve's night tonight. I feel like a lot of people wanted Eve to win because they don't like what Trina represents. However, Trina definitely won this battle tonight. Eve did not win this battle. Eve almost was a
all
bore
right.
for me.
Well, let's see what the people got to say. Have a blessed night.
All right. Thanks, Boo. Have a great night. All right. Let's take another call. Area code 5882.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Okay. So I'm kind of on your side as usual. Eve was kind of a snooze fest, and I'm actually a fan of Eve, but she was giving like throwback Thursday on a Wednesday. It wasn't really giving what I thought it should give. I felt like Trina was like you said, she can literally go forward, backwards, current, and that was the thing I needed. Like, I need placement all over.
Oh, hold on. This just in. It's the after show. Hold on. Oh, shit. Trina knows she won. All right, y'all, I'm finna get up out of here, too. This was fun. But I'm finna go. So, yeah, we might bring the live back, but, you know, YouTube be playing with it. So we played a lot of music. So if y'all want to call in, we can call back. If y'all are here and y'all browsing, y'all new, browse around the channel. If you decide to subscribe, that'd be nice. All right. So thank you guys all for watching with me. This was kind of fun. I think I might do this again. But it was only right that we did the first female rap versus here because that's what we talk about on this channel. So shout out to everybody that is a home team channel. For you guys that are visitors, thanks for coming by. And we'll see you somewhere soon. All right. Bye, y'all.